Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Small Business Heroes, where we invite entrepreneurs and business professionals to share their growth stories with the Zoho community. In today's episode, we have Elsie Flenard from Milwaukee, who runs a podcast business called The Podcast Town. So let's learn more from the mayor of the town himself. Hello, Elsie. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I am super excited to be here and to talk with you.
I'm glad you could put some time for this interview, because since I met you during the Milwaukee meetup in August, I wanted to record your story in this podcast series. So let's get started by knowing you better. Can you tell us about yourself?
Yes, my name is Elsie. I am the mayor of Podcast Town. We are a full service podcast agency that serves mostly business to business brands, helping them leverage content marketing to build trust, grow authority, and increase influence.
And since you mentioned Podcast Town, would you like us to learn more about how you started Podcast Town? What was the idea behind? Basically, what was the origin story of Podcast Town?
It was sort of on accident. I was working my 9-to-5 that I didn't enjoy, and I was looking for ways to meet business people and to get my name out there and to build my brand. And I was sitting at my whiteboard one day, and I said, "What is a way that I can get in front of these brilliant business people, learn from them in a way that is beneficial to them, beneficial to me, and beneficial to people who might be listening?" And so I said, okay, I'll start a podcast called Enterprise Now, and I'll invite these brilliant business minds on the show, and I'll ask a couple of decent questions, and then I'll just learn from them and take notes. And so that's what I did. I started the podcast in 2016. I started interviewing my barber. That's back when I had hair. I think I interviewed my realtor, my daughter's dance teacher, like any entrepreneur that was in my sphere of influence. I had them on the show, and I just started getting better as a podcaster, as an interviewer, and really treating it as a business. And long story short, that grew into me helping other people start podcasts. And then that grew into me helping them promote their podcast, and then helping them grow their show, and then helping them turn those listeners into paying customers. And so we sort of became this full service agency, as Enterprise Now. And then about 3 years ago, we rebranded the company to Podcast Town. And so that's how we got started.
I realized that the podcasts are part of the marketing mix for many businesses today. That gives you a huge playing field for your services, I guess. But I'd like to ask you, what is your growth strategy? Like, who do you think is your audience?
And I'm not just saying this, Vinick, because I'm the podcast guy. But if you're a business owner, you should be in the podcast space in some form, whether you're guesting on podcasts, hosting your own podcast, or sponsoring a podcast. I recommend all three. You should be doing all of those for different reasons. But if you're in business, you should be in the space in one of those different ways. And that's actually one of the things that we do at Podcast Town, is really helping brands understand where they fit in the podcast space and helping guide them through that journey.
So do you have any number, like how much podcast is helping out small businesses in reaching to their audience? Any statistics, do we have anything like that?
Well, I can tell you, we have one client that they came to us, and their primary goal and mission was to increase their clinic attendance. They're coaches. They're a team of two coaches, and they hold these clinics. And they said, well, if we could get one clinic a month as a result of our podcast, then that would be success for us. And they came back to us 6 months later and said, hey, we have tripled our attendance in our clinics because of our podcast. So we have numerous stories like that, where it's really helping folks build that trust and build their brand out, because people hear their voice, they see their face, they hear their story, they hear their message. It just shortens the sales cycle so much that by the time you get them on a quote unquote sales calls, all of that other stuff that you would normally have had to do is already done. They already trust you. They already know you. They already like you. So now it's just a matter of finding the right service that meets that need. And so I have clients come back to us all the time and tell us how much time it saved them in the sales process. Because again, by the time they get on a call, the hard part's already done because you've nurtured that relationship using the podcast.
Do you have any client story that you would like to share with our listeners? Anything interesting that might have happened while setting up a podcast for them, or anything else that you can recall?
The first story that comes to mind is, I won't share the name, but there's a client that we actually were their very first podcast ever that they were on, and they're now speaking everywhere and just really just have grown a ton, not necessarily just because of the podcast, but it was part of the puzzle, right? It was part of them really stepping out, telling their story, understanding how to communicate that story, and being comfortable being on camera, being recorded, that type of thing, that has allowed them to really, really grow their business.
About the podcast town, you mentioned that you had a strategy of connecting with the entrepreneurs, educating them about the value of podcasts. Can you please elaborate on that and maybe on the growth strategy of the podcast town?
Yeah, my growth strategy is pretty simple. Meet as many people as possible, help them in as many ways as I can, and nurture those relationships. I'm not an attacker in terms of attacking people to convince them that they need to podcast. I'm more of an educator, which is why they call me the mayor. I facilitate, I connect people, I help people get where and what they need. And as a result, people, come back to us and they think about us when they are in the market for a podcast. And so my growth strategy is, again, to kiss as many babies and shake as many hands as possible and help as many people really understand and learn what content marketing is. And I feel that if I do my job effectively, then the business will grow.
So where do you find these people? You go to events for entrepreneurs, anything like that?
It's a combination. I do a lot of in-person networking now that we're behind the whole pandemic thing. I do a lot of virtual networking as well. And so any opportunity I have to be in a room where business people are, business owners, entrepreneurs, I try to be in that room. And again, being helpful and adding value as much as possible.
This is very motivational for all the entrepreneurs who will be listening to this interview later. Right. I bring a Zoho angle to this. Like I learned, I'd love to know more about how you are using Zoho for your business, how Zoho is helping you to achieve your goals. Right. So Elzy, can you mention, elaborate on that, please?
Now, Vinit, that is a very, very, very loaded question, because, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on your show. I absolutely love Zoho. I use Zoho for my email client. I use Zoho for my guest booking intake form. So when I have a new a guest that applies to be on the show, it's a Zoho form that they complete. I get an email that I have an application, and I have approvals set up where I can approve the application or I can waitlist the application. And it's automated message when I approve it or if I waitlist it. And it just really helps facilitate the process. It gives me all the information I need about them, their headshot, their bio, their website, their social media handles, all that stuff. I have it at my fingertips so that I can use it on the back end to do any of my marketing and things like that. I also use Zoho for my CRM. So I'm tagging guests so that I know that they were on the show, the topic we talked about. I'm keeping notes about them in there. So I'm using that to facilitate the sales process, really the relationship building. I use you guys for Sales IQ, for messaging and things like that, support. I use Zoho Desk for customer support. What else do I use? I use Zoho Meetings. I use pretty much all aspects of my business that I possibly can. I use Zoho, with the podcast included. I use Zoho Social to schedule social media posts. It just helps that I have everything in one place. And so this multi-channel or omni-channel approach to sales and marketing is really facilitated well by being on one platform. I'm a Zoho One user, so I get access to all the different apps. And I found that that's been very, very helpful for me to not only grow my business, but maintain and operate my business as well.
Right, absolutely. So just one application that you missed out is OneDrive. I mean, yeah, since you record so many audios, you can use OneDrive as a cloud storage. You can put everything there and you can link it to your CRM so that you can go to your contact and see the audio file there as well as an attachment. So those things also you can do in the OneDrive. I'm sure you must be exploring. You know more Zoho than me. So absolutely.
I actually am. Now that you mentioned that, we're looking at converting over to OneDrive from Google Drive for that reason. So yeah, like I said, I'm even looking at bookings. I use you guys for checkout. I literally use more than a dozen of the different apps.
Coming back to the podcast as a medium of communication, if someone wants to set up their own podcast business, say, or maybe wants to start a podcast series as a marketing activity in the existing business, what will be your advice to them?
Yeah, my advice is always always the same. And I do a lot of podcast interviews and talks on podcasting. The number one thing that I tell every single person who's looking to start a podcast is understanding why you want to start the podcast. Because having a really good, deep understanding of your why will carry you through when you realize that it's actually a lot of work. Because if you do it right, it's a lot of work. And so understanding why you're doing the podcast in the first place will help you get over that hump. The other thing I would say is be prepared. You don't have to hire podcast talent. The industry has grown where there are other production agencies and agencies who can help you, but get somebody who knows what they're doing. DIY is fine, but with something like a podcast, it's such a it's attached to your brand, so you want it to be done well. So hire somebody who does it all the time, who knows how to guide you, and that'll make it easier as well because things will be set up properly. The other thing I say to people is really understand what result you want to get from your show. Is it the number of downloads? If so, what does that mean for your business? If you are pointing people to a clinic, like my earlier example for my clients, how many clinics signees is successful? How many? What's your target? Having metrics in place so that you can track progress and track your successes is extremely important. And then the last thing is really just have fun. You know, content creation does not have to be like pulling teeth. It does not have to be hard. It does not have to be another thing to do. It could be fun. It could be easy. It's just a matter of having a team in place that helps with the stuff that you're not good at, so that you can just show up, perform, be a rock star, and run your business.
Having fun is probably the most underrated advice for the podcasters, but a very important advice indeed. And I think it is the right note to end this interview with. Thank you again, LZ, for sharing your story with the Zoho community. It is really inspiring to know how you build your business by just talking to people.
Yeah, I'm a true podcaster. I can one thing I can do is talk.